24 at mobile.
Good morning.
Hey, Mr. Bill, what are you doing up this early?
Oh, I'm on my second cup of coffee out here on the porch. It's actually quite pleasant temperature-wise, but it's very wet. So that's what I'm doing. And getting ready for the day. How about you?
Just on our way to the job site here. I'm out in Asheville, so I might be a little choppy. Jim's going to hand you off some ferrite cores. Are you coming to the SCDXA meeting on the 20th?
Yes, that's my plan. You know, I should be there.
All right, yeah, he's going to hand you off. I don't remember what I ordered, 10 or 12 of them, something. He's going to hand them off to you. So if you bring them to the meeting, I'll come to the meeting.
Yeah. Okay, fine. So is he going to the meeting?
No, he's got to be out of town for some construction project he's working on, the camp or something, but I forget what it was, but he's going to be out of town.
Okay, well, that's too bad. But I understand things come up. Yeah, I'll bring those. That also means I need to pay for them. I can't remember how many I ordered. I really do not remember. But whatever it is, I'm sure he remembers.
I can't remember what I ordered either, whether it was 10 or 12 of them. I don't know. I think it's like $50 or something like that. That reminds me also, too, I got a call down to Aruba. I have not heard back from Juan regarding the date.
Okay, yeah. Might be a good idea. Well, you know, we'll split those costs. It'd be good to get a confirmation just to see what's happened.
Yeah, I'm not worried about the cost there, Bill. That's not a big deal. But yeah, and I also fully believe that even if we flew down there and landed and showed up, you know, the week ahead of time, that they would just change the dates right then and there. Because he indicated that $50 extra that we paid would be a credit. You know, he couldn't refund it, but it would be a credit for good for a year. So with that being said, I mean, I don't think there's going to be a problem, but I'd rather just have it all done before we leave.
Yeah, that's right. It'd be something else I don't have to worry about. Well, probably, I'd say probably next week, I'm going to start working on the computer, getting it all set up. And I've got the wind keyers, so I can get everything interfaced that way, I think. The only thing that would be different would be probably just the actual connections to the radio. Interesting to know which radio we'd be using actually for the actual contest. One thing I was going to ask you, let it drop. Okay, so on Club Blog, well, they on the website, they can look at real time. I think that, yeah, that's going up to Club Blog. That's the Club Blog deal. On N1MM, I've never done that. I assume you can do that straight for N1MM. I'm gonna have to look to see how I can get it to upload that information. I assume you're gonna be using some logging software, probably AC Log. I don't know, that takes that information from the log real time and sends it up. I know most logs will do that. I mean, every contact will send it up. I haven't looked at the N1MM. I'm going to have to find out how to do that. It shouldn't be hard, but never done that. Over.
when I found the N3 MCP software, it only uploads in batches of 10. So every 10th contact, it'll upload web log automatically for you. If you want to do it every one, you've got to let it, you got to do it manually.
Okay. I just upgraded version 2 of the Log4OM. Oh man, is that ever a good one? I went from version 1, which they've had for 8 years, to version 2. It's a complete rewrite. It's got some just unbelievable features in it. And I spent like the last 2 or 3 days just trying to learn how to do all that. Everything has got on it, just feature loaded. Anyway, I'm going to start on that probably next week once I get back from Orlando.
Yeah, I think N1MM does it every contact as soon as you log it. HRD, Jim was telling me that HRD, Ham Radio Deluxe, does it every contact. N3FJP will load to Logbook of the World immediately every contact. But N3FJP only does batches of 10. I sent Scott an email and asked him if there was a way, and he said no, only in batches of 10. So, you know, the live streaming, it's not that big of a deal. If N1MM does it during the contest, that would be cool because, you know, people could check, I guess, but I don't think people are going to be taking the time to check during the contest. People just casually working us may or may not, you know, use that stuff that I put on the website.
Well, since we've gone through the trouble to do that, might as well do it. I know this version 2 will take, it will upload individual contacts, but I won't be using that. When in Aruba, I'll be using the general logger on N1MM. So I'll have that all set up as an individual, just as P4N4AQ. But anyway, so I'm start on that next week. Shouldn't take long to do that. Just get it going, make sure everything's going right. I've got the K3 manuals and the FT1000 manuals here. And I'm going to transfer those onto the laptop along with some of the other data I've got. I expect they have manuals there, but who knows? I mean, they may have a manual with page torn out. I don't know. I remember when we went to VY2 that really had to look around to find the darn manuals. Couldn't believe it. N4IQ.
After you get the N1MM set up on that computer I gave you, is there a way to, like, take that whole setup and put it on, like, a thumb drive? So if we had to switch to another computer, we could just take those settings, the whole thing, and install N1MM, which I'll probably do on my laptop anyway before we go, and then just put all those settings in like, quick second or two, or do you have to redo the whole thing?
There'd be some ports that'd probably be different. That's the only thing. But as far as the basic, I mean, everything's in an INI file, and you can set up profiles, and profiles have INI, which they have all the configuration. And that's one thing I do on a regular basis, back that up, not to another computer, but well, actually, it goes. I do back it up to a different drive, but that basically is in there. And then, what you'd have to do once you load it on another computer, you have to go modify it for ports and stuff.
I might have just lost you, Bill.
Okay, still hear you. I guess the answer is yes.
Try 640.
Okay. 64 N4IQ. AC4Q N4IQ.